girls, how are you this morning? I'd like to tell you a story that has actually happened many, many times in many different places. And I would expect that one day it might happen to some of you. There was a group of boys. It was after school, and they decided that instead of going straight home, they were going to go to a park in their neighborhood and hang out there and just enjoy being together and relaxing after a long day of school. And so they were sitting around a picnic table at that park, when just talking and laughing and having a nice time together, when one of the boys reached into his backpack and pulled out a pack of cigarettes. And then he reached back into his backpack and took out a book of matches, took out a cigarette, stuck it in his mouth, lit a match, and started smoking that cigarette. And then he passed the cigarette pack and the book of matches to the next boy. And he took out a cigarette and he started smoking it. And around the circle it went, and each boy took out a cigarette. And then it came to Tommy. And Tommy took that pack and he said to himself, "I don't want to do this. I know this is wrong. I know this is bad for me. I don't want to do it." And the other boys noticed that Tommy was just sitting there, just holding that pack of cigarettes and book of matches, not doing anything. And they started to tease him. "Oh, you little wussy. Why don't you smoke that cigarette? What are you, a little baby?" And Tommy just sat there and wouldn't say anything. And then they started saying, "Well, if you want to be our friend, you better take a cigarette and smoke it right now. If you don't, we will make life miserable for you at school. You won't have any friends, and we're going to make sure you have a bad time at school." What do you think Tommy did? Sadly, there have been too many Tommies who've taken a cigarette and smoked it. And they grew up to regret it because they grew up addicted to nicotine, to cigarettes. And many of these Tommies ended up with things like lung cancer and emphysema and dying miserable deaths long before they had to. You know, boys and girls, sometimes it's really hard to do the right thing when everybody else around you is doing the wrong thing. And when they tell you, "If you don't do the wrong thing, we're going to make sure you're very, very unhappy." Nobody likes to be unhappy, right? And nobody likes to be without friends. But sometimes when you choose to do the right thing, it's hard. But I hope you boys and girls will remember that God has promised that he will always be with you. And he'll help you do the right thing. And even though it may not feel so good to do the right thing, Jesus is there to be with you. And even though you may not think that anybody will be your friend, Jesus promises that he'll bring other people by to be your friends instead. And you know, boys and girls, I hope if you ever find yourself in that situation, you'll have the strength to say no and not smoke that cigarette. And if you know somebody who smokes cigarettes, I hope that you will tell that person, "Please quit." And you can get help to quit. There's going to be a special class to help people quit smoking. And if you know somebody who needs to quit, you tell them, "Call the church office," and they can sign up to get help to quit smoking. I hope all of you boys and girls know what a horrible, horrible habit that is and how bad it is for your health and how Jesus wants you to stay healthy, to always do the right thing. And let me pray for you and ask Jesus to help you always do the right thing and obey him. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for being our God and our Savior. And this morning, I want to pray for each one of these boys and girls. And I ask you to help them to always choose to do the right thing, to make good decisions for themselves, even though sometimes it may be really, really hard. Bless them, surround them with friends who will encourage and help them to always do what's right. Bless them and their families. I ask in your name. Amen.